Because the Word of God is inspired by God Himself through holy men of old. Because the Bible, the Word of God, is alive and powerful and sharp, even able to make you wise unto salvation and win the heart, keep you from sin. We're sharing with you these days some of the wisdom of God as revealed by Solomon, the wise king of old. He wrote some 3,000 Proverbs, and we'd like to share with you some of these today as we find them in the 18th chapter of the book of Proverbs. He who separates himself seeks his own desire. He quarrels against all sound wisdom. A fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. When a wicked man comes, contempt also comes, and with dishonor comes reproach. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. To show partiality to the wicked is not good, nor to thrust aside the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips bring strife, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a whisperer are like dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. He also is slack in his work. His brother to him is brother to him who destroys. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. A rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own imagination. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, but humility goes before honor. He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. The spirit of a man can endure his sickness, but a broken spirit who can bear? The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The first to plead his case seems just until another comes and examines him. Pardon. The lot puts an end to contentions and decides between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. With the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor man utters supplications, but the rich man answers roughly. A man of many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Again, may the Lord bless this reading of His precious word. Shall we take the few moments that are left and just paraphrase a few of these verses to reinforce the wisdom that God gave in the Proverbs of Solomon when inspired by God the Holy Spirit? Again, from Proverbs 18, the selfish man quarrels against every sound principle of conduct by demanding his own way. A rebel doesn't care about the facts. All he wants to do is yell. Sin brings disgrace. The Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. The rich man thinks of his wealth as an impregnable defense, a high wall of safety. What a dreamer. Pride ends in destruction. Humility ends in honor. What a shame. Yes, how stupid to decide before knowing the facts. The intelligent man is always open to new ideas. In fact, he looks for them. There are friends who pretend to be friends, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And then, from verse 22, the man who finds a wife finds a good thing. She is a blessing to him from the Lord. Friend, I trust our sharing these days in the book of Proverbs is a blessing to you. But I trust, too, that you know our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who indeed does stick closer than a brother. May the Lord bless you today is our prayer. Amen.